Hey boo, this is your host Ruby Michelle. Welcome to Gym Talk, your safe space for real, raw, and relatable conversations. Hi gems, what it is, what's good? I hope you're having a beautiful day, beautiful night, whatever time it is for you. I know it's been a while, like I haven't recorded a podcast episode for you guys, but a lot has been going on. Like ever since summer started, June 21st, I feel like life's been crazy. Life's been so crazy. I've recreated myself about 3 times in the past 2 months or 1 month that we took a break. And I actually had so many things happening that I'm like, okay, I don't want to give a mediocre content to you guys. I really wanted to give good content to you guys because you guys are like my family. Like I said, we're building a community. So, and also like Gem Talk is like my therapy at the same time. So I can't really have low vibrational vibes when it comes to my therapy, when it comes to my passion. So I'm like, let me just get myself together and make things happen. So basically, ever since I took a break, I decided to have 3 jobs. I don't know who told me that was the smartest thing to do, but it wasn't the smartest thing to do because having 3 jobs really like almost killed me. I had 2 9-to-5s and then 1 night job. I still have like some of them, but I had to take a break from one of them because literally I felt like I wasn't myself anymore, and it brought me to a space where I was like, okay, why am I doing this? Like, why do I think I need to work hard to really have what I want? Because if you know me, I hate being in the same environment, but in the same, like, in the same, what is it called? I hate being in the same hole. I don't know. I just hate being in a box, you know? When I'm somewhere or I'm in a phase in life, like, I get the lessons that I need to get, and then I just want to do better. But there was a lot of situations where I outgrew a lot of people, I outgrew a lot of mindsets, and I didn't want to be where I was anymore. Like, I wanted something more. But I'm someone that loves control. So not having that control forced me to seek control. So I got 3 jobs so I can get the financial stability that I want and get it over with, right? But then the universe was trying to tell me, and I, this is not how it works, sweetheart. That's not how it works. So then I decided to take a break from one of the jobs and go back to Gem Talk because a lot of things were, while I was trying to control the situation, a lot of things were aligning naturally, and I was like, okay, this is going to work. But then some things fell off, like some things that I thought would work were not working. So I was so confused and I lost hope for a lot of things. And I was like, nah, this is not the vibe we're going for. Like literally I was such in a good space before trying to control the situation that when I tried to control the situation, it just all went left. So that time of my life really inspired me to understand that I don't need to have control. I just need to have faith, you know? So that's what I'm trying to go with. Have faith in the universe, have faith in everything aligning for myself. And I am getting a lot of signs that everything is going for the better, but you know, sometimes I just want things to happen right away. Like, but like we know, I keep saying like, anyways, but I just want things to happen right away so that I can actually finally be in the space that I want. Because a lot of the things that I'm trying to manifest or that I will be manifesting are big things or things that I've never really seen and never really experienced. So I can understand that I need to be in certain situations before getting that. Like, I need to learn certain things before going where I want to go. And that is something that's always been really hard for me to understand because I've always had control. Like, I've always been independent. So not having that is like, wow, like, I don't know how things are gonna align. I don't know how things are gonna go down. Just have to go with the flow. Just have to trust it and go and just be happy with it. And it's hard for me to do that. It's really, 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 really hard because I don't know. I believe in myself, but sometimes things happen and you're like, fuck, like, what am I going to do, you know? And you don't have the tools to know what you're going to do. No matter how faithful you are, you won't know until it's presented to you. And I feel like that's a big, really big lesson that I'm being taught right now. Patience. I don't think I've ever been a patient person. And I was just telling my friend this, like, every project that I've done has taught me patience. And I think it's a beautiful thing, because when you actually master it, like, for example, when I first wrote my first book, I was like 17 or 18. And obviously 17, 18, like, things are going fast, you know, what the hell is patience at that age, you know? But I learned at that point that when you perfecting your craft does take time. And when you actually do perfect it in your own definition of perfection, it becomes very, very beautiful. And my first book was like one of the only things I'm really proud of about myself. And till this day, you know? So I feel like right now, especially like in the beginning of June, I was going through so much that I was trying to ignore it by working a lot or seeing all my friends. So I didn't make time for myself. And it really bummed me out, because I was such in a good place. Like, a lot of positivity was around me and a lot of positivity was in me, that I was seeing like some past hurt or past trauma that may resurface. Because, like, you know, when you're elevating and when you're going to a new level in your life, there's things that you need to let go of. And I knew that there were certain things that I needed to let go of, and I didn't know how to face them. I didn't want to face them. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm gonna go ahead, work, not think about it. I'm gonna see my friends, turn up, whatever. Yeah, it's not the best thing to do. It's really not the best thing to do, guys, because it'll keep coming back, and it's still coming back. Literally, like, lessons are coming back to me in other shapes and forms, and I'm like, whoa, how is this even real? How? So I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, so I was at a good spot, and I was getting better, so I just backtracked because I didn't want to face reality. I didn't want to face what I had to face. So now I'm asking myself, like, do you really want to manifest what you want to manifest? Do you really want to reach the goals you want to reach? You know? And that bummed me out, because I'm like, fuck, like, sometimes you really are your own enemy without really realizing it. And I feel like a lot of us have this tendency to outwork ourselves, overwork ourselves, or like overschedule ourselves, overbook ourselves, whatever we say, to ignore what it is going on. And now that I have the free time that I had before, everything's coming back like 10 times harder. And I'm like, fuck, okay, like, this is real shit. So let's go, you know, let's go head on. And all the lessons that I was trying to avoid, I'm getting better at, like, facing them. Because one big lesson that I had to really learn is to take care of myself. And I know that Gem Talk is a whole self-care podcast, but sometimes I don't know what tools to use to take care of myself, because the tools that I used a month ago or 2 months ago may not work for whatever I'm going through right now. And that's scary, because it's like, okay, so was what I was trying to teach myself a scam or not? You know what I mean? But when you actually, like, get to know yourself, you get to understand that you go through different phases of life, and there's different versions of you every day, if not every month, every year, you know? So understanding that helped me really cope with, like, I was really unhealthy mentally, and it helped me cope with that. And I now understand where to go to seek the resources. Like, I used to be very against, like, therapy and stuff like that. Like, I believed in self-therapy, but, like, I'm at a point where I'm like, damn, Rubes can't handle all this. So I actually seeked a therapy, and this is my fifth time. This is my fifth time seeking therapy, and this is actually the only time I've actually felt, like, safe within the person that was handling my case. And I felt relieved, to be honest, because I'm like, okay, there is hope. And I am not the only person that can help myself. Do you know the quote that says, it takes a village to raise a person, it takes a village to da da da, make shit happen, whatever? I didn't believe in that because I was like, no, it doesn't. Like, I've literally gotten myself through the worst situation, so I'm good. I don't need anyone, but I'm at a point where I need outside resources, and I'm getting those outside resources. I'm understanding what it is to receive rather than just like handling everything myself. And I think that is a very major key in life, like being able to receive from other people. I feel like, especially immigrants, like we're so used to just giving, and we don't care about receiving, you know what I mean? Like, oh, take this before you go, like take my last dollar, I don't care if I've worked like 50 hours to get it, take it, you know what I mean? Take the food that I have in my fridge before you go, like all of that. But then if we go to some, oh no, don't give that to me, no, you know, use it, da da da, you know, like, you know that culture? Like, I feel like a lot of us have that, and I'm someone that actually does have it. Like, I don't care what it is, but I'll help you. But I hate asking for help or receiving help. Even if, like, my little sister wants to give me $5 or my cousin wants to give me $5, I'll be like, relax, you know what I mean? Or a hug. Like, if you're trying to give me a hug, like, willingly, I'll accept it because I love affection. But then it's like, in the back of my mind, I'll be like, why are you giving me a hug? Like, let me give you a hug. Like, let me handle this. And I feel like that relates to, like, masculine energy. And I have a lot of masculine energy because I've had to have it for a while. But, like, I'm at a point where I want to tap into my feminine energy, because feminine energy also relates to receiving. And I'm not talking about gender roles or whatever. Spirituality, like, spiritually, feminine energy and masculine energy both have their characteristics. And feminine energy is something that I've struggled to actually accept. But now I've tapped into it, like, ever since the beginning of the summer. Even, like, letting someone open the door for you or letting someone compliment you is tapping into you receiving from other people. And when people used to compliment me, I'd be like, stop, you know? But now I'm like, oh, thank you. And, like, I accept the compliment. I don't try to give a compliment back just to level out the situation. Like, I just accept the compliment. I accept what is given to me. Because if you're not accepting what is given to you by your peers or the people around you, how are you going to accept what God or whatever you believe in is given to you? Like, the blessings that are being given to you. Like, you are worthy of that. And I had to teach myself that. And I still have to teach myself that till this day. Because it's hard. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, is this person playing me? Is this for their own benefit? This and that, you know what I mean? But it comes to a point where you can't be doubting everyone. You can't be doubting everything that happens to you. So yeah, that's what I've been doing and that's where I've been. But now I'm more focused on, because I don't want to be where I am. And I know that I was the person that was keeping me in that box. Like, I'm a person that's very, what's it called? Claustrophobic. Like, I literally hate being in the same space for too long. So knowing that I was the one that backed myself up and, like, backtracked because I wasn't ready to face certain things that I know I have the strength to face, like, made me realize that, yeah, you need to get it together, sis. So me going back to Gem Talk, me going back to the basics, like, going back to the things that make me happy, going back to my passions, going back to waking up in the morning, doing things like meditating and stuff like that. Like, I had no time for myself. I didn't even know who I was while I was working those three jobs. Like, I was waking up, working, going to sleep the second after I was done my night shift. Like, it was really crazy. It was so crazy that one day I was like, whoa, like, who am I? And it only lasted 2 weeks, but like, even having 24 hours of you not feeling like yourself and you giving your time to someone else, to a company that actually just doesn't care about you, to a company that doesn't know who you are, rather than nourishing yourself and feeding your soul and stuff like that, like, it's just heartbreaking. It's not something that 24 hours, literally, like, some people wish they had another 24 hours. So why are we wasting the hours that we have, you know. So that made me realize all of that, and that's why I'm going back to the basics. I'm going back to doing the things I love and going back to growing and being uncomfortable while growing, because it's the only way you're gonna grow. So yeah, that's where I've been. And a lot of people ask me how I coped with things. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, I don't think I really coped with things. But now the steps that I'm taking to cope with my trauma, my hurt, my feelings, my doubts, my fears, and all that is doing the things that I love and accepting them for what they are, accepting the bad thoughts, but also realizing that they're not true, you know, that I can let go of them. Because if you keep fighting those thoughts, they're going to keep coming back, you know what I mean? You're not giving them the space to actually, like, be. And I feel like in life, you need to give the space for everything to be in order for them to be gone or to grow. So yeah, that's what we're dealing with. And I'm so happy that I'm starting this YouTube channel. I'm so happy that I'm going back to you guys. I'm like, I love Gem Talk. It's actually the only thing I look forward to. The whole time where I was like, okay, working, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this for Gem Talk. I kept thinking about Gem Talk. So I'm happy that I'm actually like spending time with you guys, if that makes sense. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe, share this with your family, your mom, anyone. Bye guys. Thank you again for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and let your people know that they don't want to miss this.